A reading from John 5:17-23. Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. But he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus gave them this answer, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him."
This would be about a 3 or 4 hour conversation, I think, more, because this is somewhat typical of the language of the Gospel of John. There's this interrelationship between the Son and the Father and us, and they go back and forth, and he uses repetitive language or sentences to sort of make his point of the link, the direct contact or relationship that Jesus has with God the Father. How would you distill this down? Because it's complex. On the first reading, one is never going to just get what it's saying.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that's being expressed here is the uniqueness of Jesus. We all see God as our Father if we're in relationship with him, but he's making a statement about a unique level of relationship that he has, and that was quite clear to the Jews who were looking on because they try to kill him at this point. So they're not seeing him saying God is a Father or my Father in the same way that we would. And Jesus is pointing to how everything he does is flowing out of this connection. He says, "I do only what the Father's doing." Later in John, he's going to say, "The things I'm teaching you, I'm only teaching you what I'm hearing from the Father."
Right.
Blackaby has this book, Experiencing God, and he talks about Jesus going where the Father goes, doing what the Father does, saying what the Father is saying. Jesus has such a unique connection with the Father that he's fully operating in the Father's will and according to the Father's pattern.
And to extend it to us, when we enter into relationship with Jesus through the Holy Spirit, what he says about his relationship to God becomes our relationship with him.
Right. And he even says to his disciples, he's going to say it later in John, "You will do the things that I have done, and you will even do greater things." Up to this point, you've yet to ask anything in my name. As the Father has sent Jesus as the ambassador to fulfill, we now become the ones that are doing the things that Jesus is actually doing in our world. We're just participating in bringing it into reality. And so when we see our lives being directed spiritually like that, all of a sudden we recognize there are no accidents, there are no misplaced circumstances, there are no casual contacts. Everything's being worked into a plan for God to show himself to this world through us. As Jesus is the vocabulary that speaks of the Father, we become the vocabulary that speaks of Jesus in this world.